where that lady is, and we was over there that day with, they had the hearing or whatever, and they took her to jail, we was over there that day, and we're going back to, I think it's Tuesday, when they're having a rally this week, and I think Mike Huckabee is doing the rally, and so we're going to be going back, and, you know, if there's anybody wants to go, you can, but I think it's going to be around 3 o'clock. It's a good 4 hours over there. Of course, it'll last a couple hours, and so we'll be getting back late if you do decide to go. Also, I forgot to announce this morning, next Saturday is the Preacher's Fellowship at Brother Roark's church. And anyone interested in going to that, you need to see me. We'll have to leave pretty early, probably 6 o'clock. Because his church is all the way to Barbersville. It's 18 miles back in the Appalachian Mountains. And it's a long ways over there. But if anybody's interested in going, you let us know, and then we'll work it all out. All right? All right. Brother Josh is going to sing tonight. I think maybe Brother Nathan's going to help him. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going
to make him. Okay, Brother Nathan's going to help him. And we're going to have a lot of singing tonight and a little preaching. Is that all right?
Too much chicken.
Yeah, I ain't getting up here by myself. I drag somebody out
with me. Bless them, Lord.
Bless God, y'all pray for us. I'm nervous. Bless
me.
Bless me.
Through the sunshine and rain, even sorrow and pain. Oh, yeah. Sunshine and rain, even sorrow and pain, still is my comfort and guide.
Yeah.
And His love comforts me.
Yeah.
And His grace has set me free.
Woo.
And someday I shall stand.
What about this?
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Lord,
I am blessed.
Thank you, brother.
I have shoes on my feet.
That's right.
I have plenty
to
eat and a home in heaven by and by.
Yeah. What about that?
Brothers and sisters on
this
earth. They are my new birth, and someday we shall meet in the sky.
Glory.
I am blessed.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Alright, now we're going to have another lady. We had a lady in the beginning, and now we're going to have another lady. So we had a rose in the beginning, rose in the end, two thorns in the middle. We're going to ask Sister Marla to come, if she would, please.
You all pray for me as I sing this. I just want to thank the Lord for being here.
Amen. Loving
me.
Yes,
amen.
Of the glory.
Steward of time that God allowed me, and my life was in disarray. But I remember as I run down the hall of our house trying to get to the door to try to get to work on time, my shoulder hit a picture on the wall there. I knocked it off and I reached down and picked it up, and when I picked it up, it said the letter. As I held it in my hands, as I read it, it was a letter like someone had put together, like from Jesus to you, and it said, I waited all the night hoping to have fellowship with you. I spilt the moonlight upon your brow hoping you would awake and want to have fellowship with me. And I don't remember all of it. I do remember this. I was so broken by what I read that I was late for work. I had to go there, the room right next to where I picked that up. It's been a while. And I'm sorry, Lord, for being in too much hurry. Too big a hurry to have time for you. And I tell you what, boy, I don't make that mistake no more. I spend time. I make time for him. It makes time for me. But I still remember how broke I was when I read it. I asked my wife. She didn't know where that come from. Nobody knows where that letter come from. But it was hanging on the wall in our hall. I still got it. It's some kind of print. But I'll tell you what, buddy, it sure got a hold of my heart. I like those kind of episodes. I'm glad God's real. Amen.
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 All right. You know, Brother Josh talking about being nervous. getting up to sing, and it is amazing how good them songs sound in the shower going down the road. Yeah, how they change when you get up here. Sermons are that way too.
Oh yeah, bro.
Sometimes sermons preach real good in the office.
Oh yeah, bro.
Shouting
and right. Yeah,
yeah. Amen.
They don't go so good. That may be the way of this one tonight. Oh, I've been praying about it.
Bless you, Lord.
Hope I ain't praying amiss. I know the lady prayed, and she said, "Lord, I'm not asking anything for myself, but I wish you'd give my mother a son-in-law."
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was praying amiss. I heard about a lady this week, and she never had been married. She wanted to get married real bad. And so they had a neighbor move in, a new neighbor moved in. And she looked out and saw this nice-looking man out there digging in the garden. And she went out, dressed up, put her makeup on, dressed up real good, went out there. And she said, "How are you doing, sir? What are you doing?" He turned around. He said, "Well, I've just cut my wife up in several pieces, and I just got through burying her." She said, "Oh, so you're single."
Yeah.
Sometimes you want something so bad, you know, it just don't matter. Amen. All right, I've had a time today on this preaching thing. You ever do that, Brother Williams?
Bless you, Lord.
I had a time. It ain't that I didn't have any sermons. I had too many sermons. And then I'm trying to figure out which sermon.
Bless you, Lord.
So I guess I'll just combine them all together and give you a little bit of all of them. No, really, take your Bible and turn to Matthew 12. He knows, he's a preacher. He knows how that goes. Amen. Matthew 12 tonight, please. Matthew 12. And we're going to begin reading in verse 39. And as our custom is, we'll read verse 40 together. And then be ready to go to the book of Jonah after that. Be ready to go to the book of Jonah. Matthew 12, verse 39, it's the Lord speaking. "But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas." Read this verse together. "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Thank you. May be seated. Our Father and God, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the blessings of this day. Certainly it's already been much more than we deserve, Lord. And we know that our blessings, Lord, that we know we do have something to do with them. I believe that. But I believe the greatest ones that we never deserve, God just sends them down by his grace. Because he loves us and wants to bless us and help us. And Lord, I come this evening, and Lord, I want to have the right message tonight. I want to please you. And I want to be a blessing, Lord, to the folks that have come out, Lord, on this holiday weekend on a Sunday night. Many churches don't have church or never have Sunday night service. And these folks have made an effort to come out. So, Lord, we just pray and ask you to be with us. Lord, tonight, give me liberty and help me with the message tonight. And Lord, I'll be careful to praise you and to thank you for the liberty and the anointing and the power that God is able to give us. Lord, if you grant it to us tonight, we pray that if there's a lost one here tonight, they might, Lord, get saved. And Lord, we pray for all those that are saved that we might be blessed just to remember, Lord, the fact that we are saved and how we got saved and why we are saved. And we'll ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, the text, my text tonight may sound a little strange when I give it to you tonight. Because normally we talk about the gospel according to Matthew. Or the gospel according to Luke. Or the gospel according to Mark. Or the gospel according to John. But I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me for just a few minutes tonight. I want to preach on the gospel according to Jonah. The gospel according to Jonah. Now, to have a gospel, to be able to get a gospel, we have to have at least three things.
One, we have to have a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. We have to have a Savior if we're going to have a gospel. And then we need a sinner, because that's who needs the gospel.
That's right.
And then the gospel itself is salvation. That's what the gospel is. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And I believe tonight in these 17 verses in the first chapter of Jonah and a couple other places in chapter 2, I believe tonight that we can see and we can find tonight the gospel according to Jonah.
Amen.
We have all three of those things tonight that we're going to find in these verses tonight. We have sinners. We have, I believe, a type tonight of a Savior.
Amen.
And we have tonight something that can be compared to salvation.
Yes.
And when we look at this tonight, I want us to first of all think about the sinners. And who is the sinner? What's the type of the sinner here in this gospel according to Jonah? Well, I believe tonight that we could say tonight these sailors can be compared to sinners. We read down here in verse 5, the Bible said, "Then the mariners were afraid, and they cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten of them. But Jonah was going down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." Now, we have these mariners here. There's several of them. And I want to look at them, and I want to compare them tonight to sinners tonight. The first thing I want to say about them is that they're caught in this wind. They're caught in this storm. And they find themselves there. And they find themselves in the presence of an angry God.
Amen.
There was a great message preached many years ago called "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God" by Jonathan Edwards. The Bible talks about, in the book of Hebrews, the Bible talks about how that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. No doubt it is. And God is an angry God. The Bible said He's angry with the wicked every day, the Bible says. And it talks about in Hebrews how that those that do despise under the Spirit of grace and count the blood of the covenant as an unholy thing, the Bible talks about how that they will fall into the hands of an angry God. But we look here at these men, and I want to pull out just a few things tonight about them. And the first thing I notice about them is that they try every way to deliver theirself. We find here that the Bible said they're praying. We find on down in verse 13, said, "Nevertheless, the man rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not." Isn't that like a lost sinner? They try every way to save themselves. They try every way to get out of the storm of sin. That's what you and I did before we got saved. I often meet people, and anybody does personal work or preaches or has anything to do with the winning of the lost, the lost man is always trying to save himself. He's always trying to somehow or another live better, do better, give up something, start something. He's always trying to save himself. Yet that's what these men were doing. The Bible said that they rowed hard. They worked hard. They tried hard. But you know, it don't matter how hard you work to save yourself. Just like it says about them, they could not. Amen. I tell you, no man can save himself. If he could, God wouldn't have sent His only begotten Son to suffer and die on an old rugged cross so that we could be saved. I like what Paul said over in Galatians 2 and verse 20. Paul said, "This life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God that loved me and gave Himself for me." But verse 21 is what I want to bring out. He said, "I do not flush prostrate the grace of God. If righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain. Amen. I'm glad righteousness doesn't come through my good works. All my righteousness is, Isaiah said, is filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. And so, Brother Eddie, I see these men here, and they're caught. They're caught in the middle of the winds that an angry God has sent their way. Then I see them here as they're trying to deliver themselves. They're inquisitive. They ask questions. They pray to their gods. They do all these things, but they cannot deliver themselves. And then I see this. You see, Jonah was the sin that was in the boat. Jonah was running from God. Jonah disobeyed God. But you know what they did? They held on to Jonah as long as they could. They tried everything. To get out of that storm and save themselves, except doing what God said. Except getting rid of the sin. Amen. That's the way people do. They try every way in the world to do everything but get rid of the sin in their life. They didn't want to throw Jonah overboard. But don't, isn't it wonderful when we see that when they done it God's way, when they obeyed God, when they throw sin overboard, it said there came a great calm. It said the sea was calm unto them. I'm glad, listen, God has a plan. God had a plan here. God has a plan. I'll tell you, we follow God's plan, it'll work every time. I tell you, folks say, well, I don't know how to be saved. Well, God's got a plan on how to be saved. It's called the plan of salvation. And when you follow that plan and do what God says, I tell you, God will save you.
Amen.
Somebody said God will save anybody. Well, that's a partial truth. God will save anybody that comes God's way. Amen. You've got to come God's way. And you know you just can't jump up, walk down, and get saved anytime you want to. God has got to be dealing with your heart. There's got to be conviction. There's got to be that drawing of God. Amen. I'll tell you, when God's a drawing, when God convicts, when God lets a man know he needs to be saved, and God grants a man repentance so he can be saved, thank God he will be saved. Amen. I like that tonight, don't you?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. These sailors are compared to sinners in the gospel according to Jonah. They're called in the hands of an angry God. They're trying to deliver themselves. They finally, after everything else, they finally agree to God's plan.
Amen.
Finally agree to it. We go all the way through 15 verses, or a little before that. They finally agree to do what God said.
Amen.
That was Naaman's problem, wasn't it? Naaman went down there and he went out with his horses and chariots and Elisha didn't come out. And he said, I thought surely he'd come out and strike the doorpost and I thought he'd do all this and all that. He was angry about it. But he had a little humble servant there and he said, Master, if he had asked you to do some hard thing, he said, you would have done it. And he said, all he told you to do is go down and dip 7 times in Jordan. He is smart enough to receive instruction. Some people are not smart enough to receive good instruction. Amen. But he was smart enough to receive instruction. He went down and he dipped 7 times. You say, see, baptism does save you. Then you got 6 more to go. Amen. Baptism didn't save him. It was his obedience to the Word of God. His obedience to do what God said do.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what worked. Amen. Right. So I see here these sailors. And in the gospel, according to Jonah, they're compared to sinners.
Yeah.
You say, well, who's the Savior? Well, that's going to be Jonah. Now, Jonah is not a perfect type, but most Old Testament types are never perfect types. They always break down somewhere. You say, well, what about Jonah? Where does he break down from? Well, for one thing, he ran from the Father's will. The Father said, Jonah, I want you to go down to Nineveh and do some preaching. And he turned and he went the other way. He's not a good type of the Lord in that. Amen. I'm glad, I believe that when the determinate council of God sat down and said, we need somebody to go. We need somebody to go and die for the sins of humanity. I believe Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Amen. I believe he was willing to go. Brother Eddie, the Bible said that he willingly laid down his life because he loved us. Amen. Now Jonah, he was a sinner. He's not a good type of the Lord in that. The Lord was no sinner.
Right, man. Right.
The Lord was virgin born.
Amen.
He never did commit sin.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
He said, which one of you convinced me of sin? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't dare say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I don't dare say that. You say, why? My wife's back there.
Yeah.
My kids are back there. My church is out here. Amen. But you see, it wouldn't be no problem, but nobody could convince him, Brother Eddie, of sin.
That's right.
Even old Pilate said, I can't find any fault in him at all.
Right.
At all, he said.
Right.
And so Jonah was a sinner. Jesus wasn't no sinner.
Amen.
Jonah didn't want to go to the wicked people of Nineveh.
Right.
He's not a good type of the Lord in that.
Amen.
Jonah was afraid, really. He said, they're so wicked, surely. They're so wicked, I don't even want to go to them. And Brother Eddie, I'm glad Jesus wasn't that way.
Amen, amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. Romans 5 and verse 6. The Bible said, when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
Scarcely for a righteous man one would die. Peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
If you're here tonight, a sinner person tonight, please hear that. While we were yet sinners, it's not when we reform. It's not when we get better.
Right.
It's not when we do good. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad he did. Thank God.
Yeah.
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 And you say Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, but Jesus did.
Amen.
He wanted to come to this earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say, well, my goodness. You say, why? How could he be a type of the Lord? Well, I'm going to tell you. First of all, both of them gave their life willingly. You say, where's that?
Yeah.
Look at what Jonah said. Right. Verse 12. Jonah said, take me and cast me forth into the sea. Jonah said, he was willing to go. He said, throw me into the sea and the rest of you be saved. He was willing to die. He was willing to go into the sea. Oh, I'm so glad tonight Jesus was willing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad he was willing to go up Calvary's Hill. I'm so glad he was willing to go by the way of the cross. I'm so glad, thank God. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm glad tonight there's a willing Savior that loved wicked sinners. And thank God tonight he was willing to go. Amen. Willing to go.
Yeah.
Both gave their life willingly.
Amen, right. Brother Rick.
Both gave their life with the other one in mind.
Look at
verse 12. He said, take me and cast me forth into the sea, so the sea be calm unto you.
Mm.
See, he's thinking about them.
Amen.
He's not thinking about himself. He's thinking about them.
Yeah. Amen.
I like that song. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I heard a preacher say one time, that's the stupidest song I ever heard. He said, I know when Christ was dying on the cross and he was in all that pain and all that agony, I know he wasn't thinking about me. Well, he's not thinking about what his Bible says. Because Hebrews 12, the Bible said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so doeth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, I believe that he saw all those that was going to be saved because he suffered and died on an old rugged cross for the enemy. And I believe he done it all because of us. Amen. There's no other reason why we do it other than the likes of us.
That's right, brother.
You see, both were willing to taste death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonah thought he was going to die.
Right.
And the Bible says about Jesus in Hebrews 2 and verse 9 that he by the grace of God tasted death for every man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's not been through there. Yeah. I ain't been there yet. Somebody told me the other day, he said, Brother Rick, I'm a little bit scared of dying. You think that's wrong to be scared of dying? Well, I've always been scared of everything I ain't never done. Yeah. First time I drove a car, I was scared. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
First time I went to school, I was scared. First time I got married, I was scared all the time. I'm still scared, praise God. I'm saying, we had never died before.
Amen.
I'm glad, Brother Stacy, the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Right.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, the presence of my enemies, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody come in here with a gun pointed at you, would you be scared? I'd be scared. I'd be scared. But I tell you what, I believe that when it comes time to die, I don't believe I'll be scared when it comes by time to cross over to the other side. Because, Brother Lance, I believe he'll be with me.
Amen.
Amen. Did you know they both had a resurrection?
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
It says that Jonah, we read it over there, Jonah was in the belly of the whale.
Yeah. Right.
So he was in that belly of the whale for that same amount of time that Jesus was in the earth. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And Jesus said, you want a sign? He said, there won't be no more signs except the sign of Jonah.
Right.
And Jonah, he was down on the bottom.
Yeah.
Amen. Jonah was down there for all that time. And then he had a resurrection. He came up. I'm glad tonight we serve a resurrection.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he was in the grave for 3 days. But I'm glad, God, Brother Eddie, that he came up on that third day.
Amen.
I'm glad that he's alive. I'm glad he arose, God. He's risen tonight. I'm glad for that.
Amen.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say.
Amen.
That's right, brother. Somebody's answered my prayer.
Come on.
And Dr. Lakin said we worked at Donnelly's, they had them servomation machines. Remember them, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah, how could you forget it? Amen. And you put money in there, and then you reach in there and get a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Well, I got no sense to know that if I put money in there and I reach in there and get a sandwich, that somebody on the other side put it in there. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Eddie, when I pray and I talk to the Lord, as I often do, and all Christians should do, and often do, and Brother Gordon, I ask the Lord for something, and then lo and behold, a little while there it is. I got enough sense to know that there's somebody on the other side that's hearing my prayer and putting it in my way, thank God.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. I believe what Jack Tripp said here preaching one time, and I believe it. Brother Tripp said that prayer, here's the way prayer works. He said God puts the prayer in your heart. And then you pray it back to God. You see, when God puts it in your heart, if you ever prayed, you just know it was the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
See, God put that in your heart. And when you pray it back to God, then God answers the prayer that he sat down and put in your heart. Amen. Let me give you an example. Yesterday morning, I'm up in the office and I'm praying. And I pray, I do this about every day, but yesterday I was praying for my niece, Mackenzie. I felt the need to pray for her and I was praying for her.
Amen.
We got up this morning, and my wife, I heard her say, "Oh my." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Mackenzie had a bad wreck last night." I said, "She okay?" She said, "Yeah, she's okay." You say, "What is that?" I believe that God leads us to pray for people that's going to need help.
Amen.
I believe God leads us to pray for them, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
So that he might be glorified in it.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. God's good. They both had a resurrection.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I tell you, they both had a second coming.
Glory to God, brother.
Yeah.
Look at chapter 3. Mm-hmm. It said the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jonah had a second round.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad tonight, Brother Eddie, he's going to have a second round.
Glory, brother. Yeah.
Amen. Every time I go down to jail and preach, I ain't been in a while. But when I used to go down there and preach a lot, I'd always tell them men, I'd say, "Men, how many of you saved?" And they'd be a bunch of raise their hands. And I said, "If Jesus comes while I'm preaching, you're getting out of here." Amen. Boy, they like that. They always get excited about that. But I want you to know tonight, listen, there's going to be a second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's coming again.
Amen.
Amen. I said, "I don't believe he's going to come. He done come once."
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I've been here once, and I didn't believe he was going to come that time. But he did, didn't he?
That's right.
You know how he come that time, Brother Jack? He come supernaturally.
That's right.
He come by the way of a virgin birth. That's
right.
Supernatural.
Amen.
You know how he's coming this next time? Supernatural.
Amen.
The Bible said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be called up together to be with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad about that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, people get all tore up and out of shape on all this theological stuff.
Right.
Let Walmart crack. They fight over it and everything else, and I used to be right in the middle of it with them. But I don't worry much about it no more, Brother Gordon.
Yeah,
right. I'm saved. The Lord comes. I'm going with him.
That's right.
That's right.
And everywhere he goes, I'm going to go with him.
That's right.
Because the Bible said I'm going to ever be with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
People get in all these arguments about all these theological things, and I'll tell you, brother, what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about, are you saved?
Yes.
Right.
That's
do you know the Lord? That's the main thing. I'm not saying these other things are non-essentials or not important. I'm just saying that we fight over these treble things.
Yeah.
The devil does that to get us off of the main thing.
Right.
The main thing is get people saved and get people
amen.
To the Lord.
Amen.
That's the main thing. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming again. Well, we got sailors. In the gospel according to Jonah, they're the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jonah, and in the gospel according to Jonah, he's the Savior. But then we got the whale, and he's the salvation.
Praise God.
You say, well, I don't see that. Well, let's look at it. Amen. First of all, the Bible says that he was prepared of the Lord.
That's right.
Look in verse 17.
Yeah.
Now the Lord hath prepared a great fish. You know who prepared salvation?
Yeah.
It wasn't the Baptists.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't the Methodists.
Right.
And don't tell them it wasn't the Catholics.
Right. Yeah.
Holy
amen. The Lord thought that up.
Yes.
Can you think what a mess it'd be if man had thought that up?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there'd been money involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
And then I guarantee you it'd only be for an elite few.
That's right.
It'd be for the upper crust.
Right.
Amen. It'd be for the upper crust.
Yeah.
And when man does it, he always leaves somebody out.
That's right.
Right.
But you see, this thing was of the Lord. This whale was prepared of the Lord. Salvation's prepared of the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Matter of fact, in this book here, Eddie.
Yeah. Verse 9.
Verse 9, he says. He said, I will pay that which I have vowed, underline it, circle it, highlight it. Salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Not of a church.
Amen. That's right, Brother Eric.
Not of a priest.
Right.
Amen. Salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
That's Jonah learned that. It took him a while to get it, but he got it. You get it too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
Was prepared by the Lord. I'm so glad God prepared this thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, why? Well, I went to to Temple Hill School. A little girl come up to me the other day, said, "Did you and my daddy go to school there?" And I said, "Yes, honey, we did. We was in the third grade 3 years together." Look, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, don't say amen. But thank God, I'm glad that that I had enough sense and God made it so simple that I knew how to get saved.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord.
Old Brother Bill Ledbetter, dear old man of God, I doubt if he ever finished third grade, just country and all like that. But I heard old Bill preaching one time. He got preaching in a big way. And old Bill said, "I never did go to school and I'm not real smart." But he said, "Thank God I had enough sense to stay out of the farm."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I had enough sense to not want to go to the farm, aren't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad God made it simple. You say you believe kids can be saved? Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of kids in this church that's been saved.
Yeah.
You say, how could a kid be saved? Well, they'd be saved just like an adult. There's not a plan for kids and one for adults.
Right. Amen.
One for older people, one
Come
for
on.
Wicked sinners.
That's
just
right.
One plan.
Right. Amen, brother.
And when God prepares our heart and it's in the Lord, it'll work. Amen.
Right.
And a little child can understand it when God's in it.
Amen.
Amen.
He can. God's got a way of just, you know, making people be able to understand it.
Yeah.
See it, thank God.
Amen.
I'm glad salvation was prepared to the Lord and this way it was prepared to the Lord.
Praise God.
You say, when the Lord start preparing him, I don't know, maybe when he's a minner.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Maybe God growed him from a minner up to this job. You say, when did God prepare salvation? Before the foundation.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. The determinate counsel of God, they sat down, they figured this thing out.
Amen.
Well, they figured it out in such a good way that even the devil can't spoil it.
That's right, brother.
See, this whale,
known, he wouldn't have
this whale is, to me is like salvation because it's prepared to the Lord. It was sent by the Lord.
That's right.
Who sent that whale over there? Who sent him over there where Jonah was? Who sent him there by that boat? Who sent him there? God did.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Rick. Glory.
Gospel according to Jonah. Who sent Christ here? Who sent him here? Why did he come? God sent him.
Yes. Woo!
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten.
Yes. Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Woo!
God sent him. God sent him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Down to where we were.
Bless you, brother.
We couldn't get up there to where he was, so he just came down here. That's what Bill sings, ain't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Lord, I can't get up there, just come down here.
Yeah.
Amen. See, something else about that whale reminds me of salvation. When Jonah got in it, he couldn't get out.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is sealed up in
it.
Thank
you. Amen. He's sealed up in
it.
He wanted out.
Oh, yeah.
Has there ever been a time you wanted out? Oh, yeah. Sometimes you said, "Man, this is it. I've had enough. I'm out of here," but you can't get out of here.
Amen.
Because you're sealed until the day of redemption,
yeah,
the Bible said. You say, "What's that mean?" I don't know. I just know we're sealed. My wife's been doing a lot of canning. My grandmother used to do a lot of canning. And I'll tell you, they put that stuff in there and they seal it up.
Amen. Amen.
You say, "What's that mean?" That means it's going to keep. It ain't going to spoil.
Yeah.
It ain't going to rot. Thank God it never seals right. I'm glad I got saved and I got
Woo!
Sealed right.
Amen, brother.
What about you?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jonah's sealed in there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sealed an old whale.
Carried him all the way.
That whale's like it's like a type of salvation. You say, why is that? Because verse 10 said, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land."
Limousine.
Got him to the other side, didn't
it? Yeah.
Got him to the other side. You know what I believe salvation is going to do? I believe it's going to get me to the other side.
Amen.
I believe I got enough salvation. God's given me enough salvation to get from here to over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't that what Jesus said when he got him in that boat? He said, "We're going over to the other side."
Amen.
I'm glad there is another side.
Yeah.
Like this side.
Amen.
Thank God.
Glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
He got in an old whale.
Praise God.
He got him over there and put him right out. where God told him to put him.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what, when old Jonah got over on the other side, he had something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Amen.
You know what? It didn't take him too long.
He's
right.
It ain't going to take us too long to get to the other side.
Right.
And I believe, Brother Gordon, when we get over there, we're going to have something to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe it's going to be no Baptist preacher standing up there saying, anybody else, anybody else, anybody else. I believe everybody up there is going to be shouting, hollering, praising God, and running up and down the streets and holding God in glory. And I don't believe it's going to be anybody don't want to shake hands or hug necks. I believe everybody's going to be shaking hands and hugging necks. And I don't believe it's going to be a handful of people worshiping now, like it is in a Baptist church. I believe everybody's going to be worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad for the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Told, brother. See, that gospel is such an important thing.
Yeah.
In the Word of God.
Yeah.
He said, go ye into all the world.
Yeah. Right.
And tell them who the Antichrist is going to be. No, he didn't say that. He said, go ye into all the world and tell them what Baptists believe. He didn't say that. I'm not against Baptists. I am a Baptist. I'm Baptist born, Baptist bred. When I die, I'll be Baptist dead.
Yeah.
Brother Williams told me the other day, he said, Brother Rick, you know what I'd be when I got to heaven if I wasn't a Baptist? I said, what? He said, shame. Somebody said, you don't have to be a Baptist to go to heaven. You just got to be one to be right. That's what Brother Alp says, amen. I'm not ashamed of being a Baptist, but I'll tell you what, before I was ever a Baptist, I was a born-again child of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's it.
Amen.
Yes,
right. Amen. I got saved in a Southern Baptist church. Thank God for it. Thank God for old Billy Crumpton preaching many times, and thank God for that morning he preached with the tears running down his red face.
Amen.
Touched my heart. Thank God for him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen,
brother.
Encouraged your heart.
Went there for a while. Got out of church a little while. Me and my wife got to going together. She ain't what got me out of church, but we started going together, and she went to a Methodist church. And you know how these mamas are. If you're going to go with my daughter, you've got to go to church with them. We went to the Methodist church. Wound up got married at the Methodist church. Little Brother Phillips, he seemed like an old man to me that day, but he was much younger than I am now when he married us. Amen. We got married in that little Methodist church. Well, her mother left, she started going to the Free Will Baptist church. She sent him over at our house. Here they'd come every Thursday night. We want y'all to come to church. Okay, we will. I knew where we were going. Is that what you did?
Yeah, dodge.
You know, get rid of them. Just tell them, yeah. Just tell them what they want to hear. But it didn't work. Next week. Next week. Next week. Woo. Finally, I told my wife, I said, we're going to have to go one time just get them off her back, keep them coming, amen. We went. I don't know, we went one time, and we went a time or two, I don't know, but after two or three times, there on a Sunday morning, God got a hold of my heart.
Amen, brother, ain't that good?
I found my way down to the altar.
Yeah!
Rededicated my life to God, started getting amen. Back in church.
Amen!
Going to church every Sunday morning, praise the Lord,
brother.
I felt like Paul the Apostle going to church every Sunday morning.
In Nineveh.
And then they ganged up on us back in the prayer room. I didn't know it, but after I got right, I was back there in the prayer room. I seen how they done it. And I knew they was back there. They said, we need to pray for that prophet family. We need to pray for them. They'll get to church more. And God heard their prayer.
Yeah.
Started going on Sunday night. Amen. It made me think. Let me say this. Mandy, bless her heart.
Yeah.
She was instrumental in us getting in church.
Amen, brother. That's right.
She called and asked and invited and worked and asked and invited. And one weekend she called and said, y'all go to church tonight. I said, we might. I'm not going. I'm laying on the couch downstairs watching some kind of a movie or something. Went to the door and his mammy.
Bless him, Lord.
That's right.
Come stomping in my house. My house. I thought you was going to church. I thought you was going to go to church tonight. I don't have nothing to wear. She went on up the stairs. That's where all the clothes were, up the stairs. She come down a few minutes and said, "What about these?"
Yeah.
Never get mad at your mother-in-law. We went to church that night. And to be honest with you, we just about been going ever since. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Well, going to church now, going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
How much more could you ask? God starts feeling my heart about preaching.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Rick. Amen.
I'm sitting back there holding Scotty. Preacher's preaching that night. He comes around, points his finger down through there. He said there's a bunch of young boys that need somebody to preach to them, tell them about the Lord. And I brought my head down to kind of duck his finger and look my baby right in the face.
Yeah.
That started it.
Yeah.
God called me to preach. I surrendered to preach and got ordained in Free Will Baptist Church. They called me Pastor of Gentle Baptist Church. You following me? Southern Baptist, Methodist, Free Will Baptist, General Baptist.
Bless him, Lord.
And now I'm Independent Baptist. My God, y'all didn't know how mixed up I was. I told that story one night. And somebody said, "What are you anyway?" I said, "I'm a born again, blood washed child of God."
Yeah, man. That's right.
That's it.
Now, I tell you, church, listen to me tonight. Now, listen, I'm serious now. We've lived down to a time in history. And it should have been this way all the time. We've lived down to a time in history when if people are saved and they believe the Lord and they love the Lord, you better be taking hands with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
You say why? Because we're going to need all the friends and all the support and all the help we're going to need in what's coming. Amen.
Right. Right.
Storm Brewer, sir, I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
Independent Baptists are not the only ones going to heaven.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Amen.
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 I mean, that lady up there in jail,
right.
Davis,
right.
She's of the apostolistic faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But I believe she's got
something.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Going forward.
Yes.
When that judge said, "I'm going to ask the officers to come and to take you and put you in the tent, in jail, correctional center." She got down from that, and she looked over at that judge, and she said, "Judge, you do what you have to do, and I do what I have to do."
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. How about that?
Amen.
Can I tell you,
bless you, Brother Rick,
if that judge has got an ounce of the heart in him, he's heard that ever since she said.
Right. Sleeping good there, brother. Amen. Keep some gold on that head. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I hope so.
There's an old boy come up to me. Then Marty went up there. And there was 300 or 400 people there. About 50 of the other side, the gays or whatever, and one old boy sat there together. Some kind of a telescopic pole. And he had a rainbow-colored flag, about 15 foot in the air. I said, "Marty, let's go over and stand on his side a little while." And I said, after we stand there for a while, I said, "Let's say, brother, you've been holding that thing a long time. Do you want a break?" And I said, "When he gives it to us, we'll break it." You gotta watch that stuff. It got hot. Marty got too hot. He's not been feeling good since. And then we walked over to the other side. We sat down on the ledge there. Marty's here and I'm here. And I kind of leaned over like that and I had to think what I was doing. I said, "Well, I don't want to think I'm on the other side, amen." Amen, brother.
My good servant, humbles
the Lord Jesus. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you don't have to go to the New Testament to find the gospel. You can find the Old Testament.
Right.
Paul said, "I declare unto you the gospel."
Amen.
Amen. You know what saves you? Believing the gospel.
That's right.
That's what saves you.
It's
not your prayer.
Right.
Nothing wrong with a prayer, but it's not your prayer that saves you.
Amen. Yep.
It's believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Paul said the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you believe that Christ died and rose from the dead. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He said if you believe that with all your heart, you shall be saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I believe it
today. Amen.
Lord, I thank you tonight for the joy of the Lord that is our strength.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I know we're living in serious times, and I know these are serious days. There is a lot of serious things going on, no doubt, Lord. But, Lord, we believe that God, when we come together as God's people, sometimes the Lord, He just ministers to us and helps us to forget our troubles for a little while. We know that He waits when we walk out the door. This
bless
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Bless
you. But Lord, you give us just a little bit of time to break away from that, and you restore our soul and our faith, Lord. And I'm thankful, Lord, the gospel is such a powerful thing that, Lord, it starts all the way back in Genesis, Lord. You start giving types and pictures of it until we come to the reality of it in the New Testament.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm thankful that I have believed it and I'm saved because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because He did live, because He did die. Because He did stay in the grave, Lord, for 3 days, 3 nights. Lord, He rose, thank God. He rose, thank God.
Yes.
And I believe that tonight, and I believe He is coming back sooner than anyone probably realizes He's coming back.
Yes.
But Lord, there might be someone here tonight, and they're not saved. I know that'd be highly unlikely on a Sunday night, but they could be. And I pray for them, Lord, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, they might realize how much that Christ loved them. That He willingly came to this earth and willingly died in their place. And He rose for their justification. And He lives evermore to make intercession for those, Lord, who come to Him. God, help Him, I pray tonight. Help them and the Holy Spirit deal with their hearts. Bless your children tonight. Maybe they are saved. Just as saved, Lord, as they can be. They need something tonight. They need help. They need to bring something to the Lord. Well, I'm glad we can take our burdens to the Lord. And I pray that, Lord, make this altar like a magnet and make them, Lord, like pieces of metal. May they be drawn to the altar, drawn to the Lord. Because you should come unto me, all you get weak or heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And take my yoke upon you, learn me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest for your souls. Thank you, Lord, such a wonderful day.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for every minute of joy, every moment of laughter, every smile that you let us have. Because as old Billy Kelly said many years ago, there's enough heartache, there's enough tears, there's enough sorrow out there, Lord, to last us a lifetime. Help us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's stand tonight, if you would, please. Bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Sunday night, Lord. We thank the Lord for a little time off work, God.
Thank you, Lord.
To the body.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, get the spirit
rejuvenated
a little. We thank you and praise you for the services this morning.
Yes.
Thank you for the preaching of thy word tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for the message from your throne. We're thankful for it, Lord. Thank you for the messenger tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, God, to find his dwelling place in the hearts of these your children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just ask you, Father, you'll take it, Lord, and let it, Father,
help
do the work that we need to do, Lord. We thank you for
Lord,
praise you for it.
Her.
Bless, Father, the homes and families represented here, Lord.
Lord, I appreciate
you. Praise, Lord, what you've done, Lord, that eyes haven't seen, God. Thank you, Father, for the things that you desire to do among your people. We praise you. We thank you for all the things, Lord, that you send our way that we're so undeserving of. Thank you, Father, for all the many blessings, God. Father, I pray you bless my boy tonight. Help him.
Yes.
It was John for him.
Thank you, Lord.
For the Lord was praying for him, Father.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Where you go.
Praise the Lord.